This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. And so a major attraction by the Washington Post, which you need to hear right now. The Washington Post issued a massive correction 2 months after lying and misquoting former President Trump in a phone call with Francis Watson, chief investigator with the Georgia Secretary of State's office. On January 9th, the Washington Post reported Trump told Watson to find the fraud that he says happened during the 2020 election, and that if she did, she'd be a national hero. But an actual recording of the call reveals Trump never said any such thing. Trump urged the investigator to scrutinize ballots in Fulton County, Georgia, asserting she would find dishonesty there. With Trump adding she had the most important job in the country right now. What's wrong with that? Nothing. Zero. The Washington Post had to retract the massive story that falsely claimed Trump asked Georgia to find the votes. The Post corrected both the headline and the text within the article, wrote a subsequent report to explain how they received incorrect quotes from an anonymous source in December. Of course, this goes on all the time. You ruin elections by quoting lies and misinformation, misleading quotes, and then after the fact, you apologize in the smallest letters on page 98. The first lie was on page one, on the top of the page. It's just amazing. CNN jumped on the bandwagon, repeating Washington Post's lie that Trump wanted Watson to find the fraud, citing a source with knowledge of the call. I mean, this is just like the phone call with the Ukrainian leader. I heard the actual transcript with my own ears and said, there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing. Zero. And then, meanwhile, people who didn't hear the call were saying, I heard from someone who heard from someone who heard from someone who says they heard the call that Trump said X, Y, and Z. He's a criminal. Let's throw him out. Let's put him in prison. I mean, it's incredible how this works. Here's the statement released by Donald Trump just moments ago. Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States. The Washington Post just issued a correction as to the contents of the incorrectly reported phone call I had with respect to voter fraud in the great state of Georgia. While I appreciate the Washington Post correction, which immediately makes the Georgia witch hunt a non-story, the original story was a hoax right from the beginning. I would further appreciate a strong investigation into Fulton County, Georgia, and Stacey Abrams' political machine, which I believe would totally change the course of the presidential election in Georgia. Fulton County has not been properly audited for vote or signature verification. They only looked at areas of the state where there most likely would be a few problems. And even there, they found large numbers of mistakes. We are seeking to find and reveal the large-scale election fraud which took place in Georgia. Many residents agree, and their anger caused them to not turn out and vote for two Republican senators in the January election. The consent decree signed between Raffensperger, that's the Georgia Secretary of State, and Stacey Abrams was not approved by the Georgia state legislature and therefore should be deemed invalid and the election result changed. Why the governor and Raffensperger ever approved this consent decree is one of the great questions we look forward to an answer. You will notice that the establishment media errors, omissions, mistakes, and outright lies always slant one way, always against me and against Republicans. Meanwhile, stories that hurt Democrats or undermine their narratives are buried, ignored, or delayed until they can do them the least harm, for example, after an election is over. Look no further than the negative coverage of the vaccine. Look no further than the negative coverage that preceded the election and the overdue celebration of the vaccine once the election concluded. A strong democracy requires a fair and honest press. This latest media travesty underscores that legacy media outlets should be regarded as political entities, not journalistic enterprises. In any event, I thank the Washington Post for the correction. Now, I disagree with him on the vaccine. If you heard the end of my last segment, hour number three, excuse me, hour number one just ended, first hour of the show, and my last segment was about vaccines, and I do believe everyone should wait and watch and see what happens before you make any decisions. I'm not telling anyone not to take the vaccine. I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm just very nervous about everything government does. Elon Musk just turned down the vaccine, in case you didn't hear. And he said, I don't trust government. Neither do I. So I'm in no rush to take the vaccine. I'm not taking it for the time being. I'll be open-minded about the future, but as of now, I'm not taking it. And I want to see what starts happening to people 6 months down the road. This could be a disaster 6 months down the road, and everyone will wish they never listened to government, never took it. Or it could be absolutely nothing 6 months down the road, and it turns out this thing works, and I'll take it. But I'm certainly not believing government right now. But I do agree with Trump that when he was the one that rushed the vaccine production and got it out quicker than anyone ever imagined, they made it like it was no big deal, and then when Biden takes over, they celebrate it and make sure that it's the most important thing in the world. That I agree with. That I agree with. But the Washington Post absolutely positively lied. Absolutely positively lied. And it's disgraceful and it's disgusting. It really is. The media in our country. And by the way, here's Joe Biden's schedule. The White House just released Joe Biden's schedule for the week, and it is a total joke. They released this yesterday. Joe Biden and his babysitter Kamala Harris will embark on a Help Us Here tour this week. That's a funny name. That's ironic. That's like Joe Biden. You know, I've fallen and I can't get up. Help Us Here tour. Joe Biden needs help. They should name it the Help Us Here tour. Where's the help for Joe Biden? To tell the American people how wonderful the $1.9 trillion pork-filled COVID bill is for this country. If the COVID bill is so wonderful, Joe Biden and stenographers in the media wouldn't have to launch a propaganda tour to convince Americans of its greatness. But here it is. Joe Biden has one event each day of the week except for Thursday. On Monday, he'll deliver more remarks on the American Rescue Plan. Joe Biden will travel to Delaware County, Pennsylvania on Tuesday. On Wednesday, he'll host Ireland's prime minister. Thursday is a nap day for Joe Biden. Takes the day off, puts a lid on it. And on Friday, he'll travel to Georgia to promote the COVID bill. Biden could barely handle one event a day. Trump worked 18 hours a day for the American people, and he campaigned 18 hours a day. And that's all this guy can handle is one event a day. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And if it was Trump in that condition, can you imagine the field day the media would have had? Can you even imagine? I can't even imagine. Very, very tough situation we're in as a country. Here's an article I thought was worth talking about. Massive $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill is nothing more than a massive money laundering operation to pay back Democrat donors and supporters. And I don't know if they're going to mention this because I haven't read the article yet. I'm reading it with you. When I catch a headline I like, I print it out and I'm ready to go. But I haven't read it yet. But to me, the biggest problem with this, it's not only a handoff to all the poor welfare laden Democrats in this world, all the welfare queens. It's not only a handout to them. It's not only a handout to all the unions and all the government employee unions, and all the government employees, but it's a handout to every city, county, and state in America. No wonder they all supported Biden, not Trump. He just gave them all billions and billions of dollars and paid off all their debt after they chose to lock down to defeat Trump. I mean, that's what this is. They all chose to lock down to destroy the economy and destroy Trump with the understanding that after they won, after they cheated and stole and rigged and stole the election, Biden would then wink, wink, nod, nod, give them back all the money they lost by bankrupting every business in their town. But the people they bankrupted will never get any of this money. The money only goes to the governments that are broke. You know, think about it. Let's just say Wayne Root makes $1 million this year. And let's say Wayne Root, you know, through sales tax and property tax and various taxes, pays $100,000 of that to the state of Nevada. So you lock down the economy and destroy the economy, and instead of giving you $100,000, Wayne Root gives you zero this year to the state of Nevada, zero. So Nevada is this giant hole from all the people that paid them zero that used to pay them $100,000. And it adds up to, I don't know, let's say a $4 billion hole. So now Joe Biden gets elected, and Joe Biden rewards our socialist, sissy-lack governor who destroyed the economy of Nevada and Las Vegas rewards him with $4 billion out of the COVID relief. So the entire hole of the budget is filled, including all the money that all the Wayne Roots would have paid Nevada. But even though all of Wayne Roots' money is now filled, that hole is filled with government lies, basically government fake money printing, that we all owe back as taxpayers. We have to pay it all back. It's the national debt. It's destroying our country. It's destroying your kids' future. But forget all that for a minute. You made the government whole, but what did you do for Wayne Root? Nothing. Wayne Root was going to pay that $100,000 in taxes. Wayne Root couldn't pay it because you locked it down. You locked the economy down. So now they made up for it and gave them the $100,000 I would have paid, but they didn't give me anything. You know, yes, I saved the $100,000. That's because I didn't make the million. I never made any money because you locked down the economy. There are millions of Wayne Roots in that position. They never paid their $100,000 in taxes because they never made their million. You put them out of business. But you're never going to give them their money back. You only gave government their money. Wow. So every county, every city, every state got bailed out. In any case, let me see what this article says. So Senator Tom Cotton was talking about this thing. He says the bill calls for a one-time $14 payment to most Americans, but gives $1,400 per week to federal workers whose kids are being kept out of in-person classes. There are hundreds of billions of payouts in deep blue cities and states that were in debt long before COVID came because they've long been run by Democrats who couldn't manage a lemonade stand. Cotton said most of the money isn't even spent right away. We thought it was pandemic relief. It's not. He said there's a major reason why Joe Biden and Democrats are engaged in a full-court press to get this trillion-dollar boondoggle passed. The pandemic is waning, as is the urgency for the new relief. He said, I think Joe Biden thinks there's no time to waste because Democrats see cases plummeting. All right, you get the idea. The whole thing is a disaster. All the money's a waste. 91% of it has nothing to do with COVID. Nothing. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Yes, sir. You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. And I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty, made in the U.S. USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Raw and unfiltered.
So here.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I can't thank Energized Health enough. What they've done for me is not something I could put a price on. It is priceless. They have made me look the best in many, many years. They made me look younger than I have in many, many years. They made me look better than I have in many, many years. Hopefully they've extended my life. No one will know that until, you know, I'm 110 years old. And then you can look back and go, yeah, they did it. But I think they've extended my life. I hope they've extended my life. Energized Health is not a weight loss program, but weight loss comes with it. It is a fat loss program, damaging fat. You know, we all know fat is the worst thing you can have in your body. It leads to all kinds of diseases. And so they have a program that literally kills fat fast. People lose fat fast on this program while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, they supercharge their energy. They boost their immune system. You look and feel years younger. I do. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed the first segment of the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds or so of muscle, and I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com, check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or cut right to the chase. You know you want to join now that you heard Wayne Root lost 25 pounds of fat, and my executive producer of this show, Andrew Paul, lost 38 pounds of fat. Andrew's the champion. He kicked Wayne's ass. He lost 38 pounds. He's a super skinny guy, and he lost 38 pounds of fat. I don't know if that means he's better than Wayne, he's more disciplined than Wayne. I don't know if that's possible. I think what it probably means is he had more inner body fat than Wayne, because I've been a workout guy my whole life. And so he had, even though he's skinny as a beanpole, he had a lot of inner body fat, and he lost 38 pounds of it. And I lost 25. And that's just in the opening phase of the program. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's a free masterclass. Watch it, and you'll know everything about the program. Or cut to the chase and join right now, 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. So you mention my name or you love this show, and you get 40% off. EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895. So I was reading this this article about this massive $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, and it was talking about how it pays off, you know, the welfare state, and it pays off unions, and it pays off all the Democrat groups. It pays off government employees, and it pays off government employee unions, and it pays off teachers' unions, and it pays off federal workers, and it pays off all the deep blue cities and states. Most of the money is not spent right away. Well, then what's the point of it? And it's just scary. It's just scary. Just take a look at some of the payoffs to some of the constituencies. $350 billion for states that are poorly run and have longstanding problems, but didn't even lose money because of coronavirus. Places like California and New York, Cotton said, noting the bill contains $130 billion for schools, but only a nickel of each dollar of that money is going to be spent this year. Most of it is for future years. Again, paying off teachers' unions. And then maybe the worst of all, they're going to give a lot of Americans a $1,400 check, but federal employers are going to get that same check, and they're also going to get $1,400 a week every single week their kids aren't in school. So if you're working in the middle of the country, making a living, working your ass off, you get $1,400 once. If you're a federal bureaucrat in Washington, where schools are still closed, you get it every single week. Talk about the swamp looking out for itself. What a crazy thing. Who would ever approve something like this? And then you wonder where our society's headed. This is it. This is it right here. English police, as in English, as in UK, United Kingdom, threaten charges for people who use offensive speech that triggers the gay community. The Merseyside Police Force of Northwest England are banding together to eradicate offensive speech that triggers the LGBTQ plus community. How do you say that fast? LGBTQ plus. The officers have launched an electronic ad campaign that threatens to charge people if they use offensive language. Four officers posed next to a large sign on the back of a van that says being offensive is an offense. The sign features a police badge superimposed over an LGBTQ rainbow flag. The sign warns the public the police will not tolerate any hate crime towards the LGBT community. Anyone who feels triggered in the LGBT community by someone else's views is encouraged to report their hurt feelings to the police. The officers pledge to do whatever they can to support the victims of hate speech. The police department was confronted by multiple citizens who were quick to point out offensive language does not constitute a civil or criminal crime. They were forced to release a statement clarifying that being offensive is not in and of itself an offense. We apologize for any confusion this may have caused. How disgusting.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing the Biden administration for walking back their coronavirus vaccination goals.
The president announced another supposedly audacious goal that all adults in all 50 states should be eligible to schedule vaccinations by May 1st.
The Kentucky Republican says Dr. Anthony Fauci predicted a month ago that it would be open season for all Americans to get a shot by April. On the other side of the aisle, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is calling on President Biden to forgive up to $50,000 in student loan debt per borrower.
The American Rescue Plan also sets the stage for President Biden to deliver incredibly meaningful student loan forgiveness.
The New York Democrat saying debt cancellation is usually treated as taxable income. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, everything's all hunky-dory when Democrats do it and Republicans do it. Republicans go 66. Democrats get us in the worst mess in history, and they're forgiven, right? Here's the headline of Breitbart right now. Migrant girls are being raped. Lawmakers warn amid Biden border policy shifts. No big deal. Crisis at the border, women being raped, girls being raped, pedophiles bringing little kids over. No big deal. Sex trafficking, disease, COVID. No big deal. Democrat does it. No big deal at all. Trump prevented it all. Oh, he's terrible. He's putting children in cages. What's Biden doing? He's putting children in cages, but it's for the best. That's good. Don't worry about it. All's good. This segment of the show is sponsored by the War Raw podcast. I not only have a Monday through Friday 3-hour national syndicated radio show, as you know, you're listening to it, but I've also got a podcast every day of the week. It started out a weekend only. Now it's every single day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then still a weekend top 10 podcast where I play Casey Kasem and present my top 10 most salacious, outrageous, controversial stories of the week for conservatives and libertarians and patriots and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. Available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. We got my guest, Rob Lauer, a local Vegas reporter, founder of 360newslasvegas.com, and I'm bringing him on. We're not a local Vegas show. We're nationally syndicated, but I'm based in Vegas, and I'm a firm believer what happens in Vegas probably spreads all over the United States or is already happening all over the United States. We seem to be a town that's in the middle. Everything that happens here is news because it's happening elsewhere, too. You know, we're the heartland of America. They all travel here. 50 million tourists a year before COVID. And so it just seems like what happens in Vegas should matter to the whole country. And he's got a news story about nursing homes here in Las Vegas involving our, I call him our socialist lockdown governor, Steve Sisolak. Rob Lauer, welcome to the show. How are you, Rob?
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for having me on. You've been doing a great job and listening to you. And, you know, thank you for what you do because, you know, the rest of the media has been completely corrupt and has failed to report the truth.
You know, what's shocking is, you know, remember, I was the most popular columnist at the RJ. And every conservative in the state looked forward to my columns, and then they buried me. They got rid of me because the editor of the RJ said, you know, screw you, and you love Trump too much, and go F yourself on the way out the door. Literally said that to me. And the RJ has turned so liberal. When you look at the headlines on the front page of the RJ, all they do is kiss Sisolak's ass all day long. They never criticize him. All they do is kiss the ass. All they do is kiss the ass of the Democrat Party. All they do is kiss Biden's ass. All they do is give you information that makes you scared of COVID and want to be locked down. It's a very strange newspaper that is no longer conservative. That's all I can tell you. But tell us what you've got, because they didn't dig it up. The big, famous, big RJ didn't dig it up. You dug up the problem with nursing homes in Nevada. Tell us what's going on.
And I think that's exactly the point. And that's the point of what I'm trying to, why I'm here. So on July 8, 2020, the New York Times reported the death toll inside New York nursing homes were skyrocketing. 6,400 residents in New York Times had died already in nursing homes. This was already a national crisis, a national story. Even Channel E News did a story in the summer, this summer, didn't blame Sisolak, but they did a story about the nursing homes seeing a rise or a spike already in COVID-19. But this
and Rob, do me one favor. Rob, just back off the mic just a little bit. You're popping your peas.
Okay.
Just back up a little. You're fine. We hear you beautiful.
But this is the real issue, is that from September through February of this year, that's when we saw a huge, gigantic spike. 80% of our deaths and spike infections occurred after September. You would think the governor, who locked down businesses and churches and was concerned about whether you got a haircut or not, would make sure that our nursing homes were taken care of and were inspected and were complying and were getting the help they needed. And yet he failed miserably. And I would point to one specific example, and that was his Lake Mead nursing home that I did an extensive detail about and spoke to some of the folks there. And just to give you an idea how bad this place was, and this is the worst of the worst. So they had this Lake Mead nursing home had 319 cases, infections, that's from September on, and 24 deaths, and they only had 208 residents. So they had so many people coming and going and dying, they kept on getting infected. This was a full-blown, complete crisis in this center. And guess what? Not only did Sysolak folks not crack down, help them, send some people there to help deal with it, in late November, early December, three residents who were infected filed a complaint, which I attached to my story on 360 News Las Vegas, with the state board. That's Sysolak folks. The first one was a resident who was infected at the facility because he was isolated with other people. So what they were doing is they're bringing in, when new people came in, yeah, you had to quarantine for 14 days. But they quarantined you with other folks all together, and they were getting infected.
In other words, wait, let me make sure I understand this. They quarantined folks, but they quarantined you who wasn't sick with the folks who were sick.
Correct. Correct.
Makes no sense.
And this is a documented case. This person filed a complaint. The first one was someone who came back from a hospital. They were a resident. They went out to the hospital. They came back infected, and they were put in general population without being checked. The third one was a healthy resident of another facility who was transferred into this facility and got sick. So this is just a constant problem. But the point of this was that the state officials brushed off these complaints. It's in the public record. It's in the report. The complaints are filed in detail. And they said, nah, we don't see anything here. Again, this is December when this is under a full-blown infection in this one facility. But let me just make this clear. This wasn't just the only one. Out of 66 facilities in Nevada, over 20 of them had over 100 infected folks. That was just a giant mess.
Well, and Rob
isn't doing anything.
Rob, you know what this points out to me? I've been arguing, like, the RJ has this drumbeat of headlines. For those who aren't in Las Vegas, the RJ is the Las Vegas Review Journal, hence called RJ, which is the main newspaper in Vegas and the state of Nevada. And they've got this constant drumbeat of front-page headlines, how many people are dying and how many people are sick and how many people are hospitalized, to make you hysterical and to make you think we should never go out and don't go to a restaurant and we've got to be locked down and, oh, my God, this is the worst thing that ever happened. Meanwhile, everyone I talk to rarely ever knows a single person who's ever been sick, rarely knows a single person that's ever died, rarely knows a single person that's ever been hospitalized. So when you start to speak to people and no one knows anyone who's been sick or hospitalized, what I start to realize is almost every person in America and in Nevada who has been hospitalized and died is over the age of 75 or in a nursing home and over the age of 85, 95, and 100. You don't shut down an entire economy or entire casino business. You don't shut down the Vegas Strip and all tourism because almost every person that is seriously sick, of course people have, young people get cases of COVID. That's like saying people get the flu. But as far as dying and going in the ICUs, it's all very old, feeble, immune, damaged, older people, senior citizens who are already past their prime. That's who this thing has killed, and obese people. So I just think the whole argument for lockdowns is a disaster. The whole thing killed the economy for no reason. You don't stop an economy because people are getting sick in nursing homes. You help the people in the nursing homes, right?
But that's the point of my article, is that, Wayne, that's the point, is that Governor Sysolak didn't actually help the folks who were actually the ones who needed in the nursing homes.
Right. Well, I'm just locking down the cut.
I'm the governor, every single... How many people in nursing homes were infected? How many are dying? And keep track of it. He clearly didn't have any track of this or didn't care. Because guess what? I talked to the National Guard. They have 4,400 troops. 1,400 of them were activated by Sysolak. They have specialized crews that could have been sent to Lake Mead and other facilities to clean them out. They didn't do this. They didn't ask for This is like never even called and said, hey, what do you need? What can I do to help? Nothing. He did nothing. And I really feel Sisolak has disqualified himself to be governor in the future. You know, you look at the unemployment benefits failure program. There's still people who can't get their money. You see his erratic inconsistency in closing and shutting down businesses and churches. And now failure, complete failure, stop nursing home infections and deaths. He's disqualified himself to be governor.
Hey, Rob, don't forget, you're leaving out one big part of the picture. He also, at the very beginning of the pandemic, when Trump had announced to the world and Wayne Root was screaming from the highest rooftops on both radio and TV that hydroxychloroquine plus zinc knocks this COVID out in a matter of a few hours in many cases, and I had doctor after doctor on my show testifying that the minute you give hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pac to patients who are dying, deathly ill, they get better right away. Our governor issued a press release that said, I've banned doctors and pharmacies giving out hydroxychloroquine. Only in the ICU in a hospital setting can anyone ever get it. And it scared them so much, I don't believe any hospital even gave it out. Nobody could get hydroxychloroquine in the state of Nevada. So all these deaths could have been prevented in many cases by giving them the very thing that was banned by our governor. So between the nursing homes and the hydroxychloroquine and the lockdowns, this guy is one of the worst governors in America, right up there at the top. I'm with you, Rob. Thank you for coming on the show. Rob Lauer, 360newslasvegas.com. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks a lot, Wayne.
All right, Wayne Alaroots with you on KBET here in Vegas, flagship station, and on syndicated nationwide on USA Radio, Raw and Unfiltered. This is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if 6 doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Texas Attorney General accuses Biden of putting Texans at risk with an influx of COVID-positive migrants. Isn't that what I keep saying? Do you remember my commentary of Friday? Nationally syndicated over the weekend, appeared in newspapers around the country yesterday. Joe Biden has sold us out to the Mexican drug cartels. No question in my mind. Who in their right mind would allow all these people into the United States in the middle of a COVID pandemic? On one hand, you're telling us we should all be locked down. We should double mask. We should triple mask. Well, all the deaths are going down, and all the hospitalizations going dramatically down, and all the cases going dramatically down. COVID's dying. You're telling us to double mask and triple mask and lock down. And, oh, how irresponsible we are if we don't lock down. We're a bunch of morons. But then you're letting in thousands of strangers a day, an hour, at the border who don't have any right to come into America? For what reason? So we can spend money on them? Are they contributing to our society? Are you crazy? I mean, this is the idiocy. It makes no sense. My children contribute to your society. These people are not contributing to society. They're open mouths. They're like a baby bird with its mouth open, screaming for mama to drop down a worm. The entire world's helpless population of people who need jobs that don't have any, that have no skills, that don't speak English, are now being led into our country. Why do we have a need to let people in who have no ability to contribute to our country, and for the first day they get here, they need lawyers, they need free health care, they need free school for their kids, they need free welfare, food stamps, rent assistance, aid to dependent children. Who in their right mind? But now they've got COVID. Mexico is, COVID is raging in Mexico. Why on earth, unless you want to start a pandemic, why would you let in people who are going to spread COVID all over the United States? Can you explain that? Look at this story. The feds are going to use the Dallas Convention Center as housing for 3,000 male migrants amid the border crisis. First of all, these are illegal male migrant teens. Do you have any idea what that means, how much trouble these people are? Male migrant teens with nothing to lose, with no skills, nothing but crime incorporated. And you're going to fill the Dallas Convention Center with them. It's the Kay Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas to house 3,000 illegal migrant male teens. Now, listen, I have no interest in 3,000 women coming into the country. I don't want 3,000 of anything coming into my country, especially in the middle of a COVID pandemic, especially because the middle class, the working class, has no jobs anymore. Right? At this moment in time, with what is it, 20 or 30 million unemployed? I can't remember what the number is. It's right in that range. At that moment in time, you're bringing millions of new people into America over the next year. Millions over the next year. Thousands a day. For what reason? There's no jobs for them. But in the middle of a COVID pandemic, you want them to come in? Now, if you said 3,000 women, 3,000 young girls, I don't want them, but I'm just saying, I'd certainly take that over 3,000 male teen migrants. I mean, let's face it, males and male teens, you know what that equals? Crime. No good. Nothing but bad stuff to come from it. Male bored teenagers, many of whom coming from Mexico and Central America, are MS-13. They got tattoos up and down their bodies. They're killers. They're murderers. They hack you to death. What the hell are we letting into this country? This is absolutely crazy. Makes no sense at all. And you're letting 3,000 of them into the Dallas Convention Center. Male migrant teens. This is insanity and no good can come of it. Over 117,000 came in February. A higher level than all but 4 months of the entire 4 years of the Trump presidency, and the biggest spike in I believe it was like 30 years. And they don't have to wait in Mexico anymore. They'll all come right into the United States. And he's proposing a bill with a path to citizenship for all illegal aliens. So of course they're all coming. And he's talking about giving them all free health care. Of course they're all coming. Look at this story. Feds bus migrant children into West Texas town under the cover of darkness. Midland, Texas. Reports from local news outlets in Midland reveal busloads of migrant children being moved under the cover of darkness into a local holding facility with no advance notice of the federal government's plans to move these migrant children into their community. This is between what they're doing to Dallas and what they're doing to Midland. This is destroy the United States and destroy Texas. This is so crazy. They arrived in buses overnight. The source with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, who's not authorized to speak on the matter, told Breitbart the Department of Health and Human Services officials opened a new facility in Midland at what they described as an abandoned oil worker man camp. They identified the facility as the Cotton Logistics Midland Man Camp. And they're also eyeing locations in Dallas. The emergency intake site will provide required standards of care for children, such as providing clean and comfortable sleeping quarters, meals, toiletries, laundry, access to medical service. You know what this is all going to cost? And then what? The whole Texas is supposed to take in all these illegal aliens? And they're supposed to be in classrooms of your children? Folks, we voted against this. The majority, I believe, the silent majority, I believe a giant majority voted against this for Trump. I believe we won this election by a landslide. They rigged the election, they cheated, they stole it, and they don't care.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.